I was just gonna say it's funny because I used to do demos and I was trying to remember my spiel for what I used to say back in the day. And it was slowly coming back to me, but I also was losing all of it at the same time. Hi, guys, and welcome back to Interacts Grow Podcast. So great to be with you as always. I'm your host, Justin Solana, and Jesse Damaris. Thank you for joining me this week, as always. How are you guys doing?
Good.
How are you?
I'm good. I know we have like a really busy time coming, especially this month, because, and we are going to talk a little bit more about this at the end of the episode, but we have a huge conference that we're going to in early June. So we're going to start prepping you guys for us being at this conference. And then also just, you know, if you're out there and you're using these tools, that way you have some, you know, some like content for you to look over and help you out.
Yeah.
Today, I really wanted to cover how to use your quiz with ConvertKit. And this has been one of our longtime integrations. Ever since I've been here, we've integrated with ConvertKit. They were much smaller back then, and now they're huge. I think they're like, I want to say they have like 500 employees, is what they told me last time I met with a couple of them. That could be wrong. I might be lying. Don't ask me.
Oh,
I
wow,
don't actually know the
that's
answer to that, but
a
I remember them saying like they're pretty big now and they're all over the country. But that is the conference that we are going to in early June, the Craft and Commerce Conference, if you guys are going. But we thought this would be a good time to kind of talk about using your quiz with ConvertKit specifically. All of our integrations work fairly similar. And this one, we did add a new thing to it, so we'll go over all of that. I don't want to jump the gun. First and foremost, I kind of wanted to hit 3 points today with you ladies. This first one is a question that we get all the time, which is, how does my quiz send emails?
Da-na-na-na. This is probably like a baiting question because your quiz doesn't send emails.
Sure doesn't. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. So you don't send emails through Interact. Your quiz does not send out emails, unfortunately, but you have to connect to something like ConvertKit to send your quiz emails.
Yeah, I think it's a shameless call out for ConvertKit. Is they're one of my top like five integrations to work with whenever I have to troubleshoot a customer. Very easy, user-friendly software. And it's like really hard to like not figure it out. It's just I'm just gonna we'll just leave it at that, you know. But yeah, you literally have to, as you do for all your quizzes, connect it to an email marketing platform, ConvertKit, and then add it to some sort of sequence or form to start your process of sending these emails via that platform, not the quiz.
Beautiful, beautiful. And we do have help docs on all of this if you haven't done it yet. Or if you're new to Interact and you're just trying out your quiz, we have videos on how to connect this. And this podcast is just kind of to give you an idea of what you can do. Which this kind of leads into the next point that I wanted to make, which how the ConvertKit integration actually works.
Yeah, I mean, I think that a lot of these platforms sort of have the same idea, right? Like of collecting leads and then you being able to automate certain things with that platform, whether it's like emails or you're adding your customer to forms or you're trying to sow some kind of nurture sequence that you're trying to, you know, nurture them or a newsletter. I mean, all of these things, right? And so with ConvertKit specifically, and this is only in relation to connecting Interact with ConvertKit, not any other platform. Just to make sure I clarify that. You connect it to ConvertKit to either a sequence or a form. And so either one, you can choose either one. And so most of the time, I always recommend that you choose a sequence because you can segment your results by sequences and then sort of start nurturing your people that way. Or you can make like a master sequence and then add tags or add rules in ConvertKit to differentiate your audiences and then send them that way as well. But it's very, they're super easy to sort of like figure out what you're trying to do, the flow, the delays and all of these things. So it just really, it really depends. And we also have help docs on it as well. So, or you can just send me a message on chat too.
I think one thing to note on that as well is just that like it's easier if you already have all this set up in ConvertKit, right? And then you actually kind of have to have it set up. The quiz, how it works when you click the integration is it'll pop up what's already existing in your account. And this works for all of the other email integrations as well. I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, Damaris, from what I remember when this is like 5 years ago, was that if you connected your quiz like before you added like let's say your new list or your new form and then you tried to add it later, you'd have to disconnect and reconnect it. Is that still the case?
Yeah, it does happen. It doesn't always recognize. There's been times where if you refresh it, it could possibly like refresh the list, but we do always, good point to what you're saying, we do always recommend that you add those sequences, or at least create them at the very minimum, like create those sequences. Could be like, you can think of those as like lists, right? You at least create those first before connecting your quiz, because then think of it as the quiz software, like our quiz software is not going to know where to send your leads. And so if you're not setting that before time, it's going to go where in the ethos. So it's just one of those situations where, you know, you have, it will require you to select something. And so if you don't have it beforehand, it'll be more work in the end.
Right. But once you have that all set up, like just to put in perspective for our listeners, let's say you create a quiz, someone takes that quiz, they opt in and they get their quiz result. From there, you don't have to do anything because it's sending that person's email with the quiz result they got into ConvertKit. And then ConvertKit is going to start sending them emails based on that sequence you have going for that quiz result. And you're hands off from there. So I think that's super important that it sounds like it's more complicated, but it's pretty much not if you have it all done.
Right. It's like setting up the foundation to let it run on autopilot. There is something that I do want, if anybody is inside of the platform and they're looking at it and they're like, what am I looking at? There's three sort of big setups that you have to do in the settings for this to make sure that it's fully implemented so that once you publish, it's actually working live with your quiz, which is one, to set up your opt-in form and making sure that you're like, saying, okay, I want their name and email, or I also want what region they're in. I want to know phone number, things like that. Saving those settings, and then you connect your ConvertKit integration. You'll see a list of all of our possible integrations. You'll find ConvertKit. Click on that one. It's going to ask you probably to log in if you haven't done it yet. And then it'll basically run, you know, in the background, connecting the two systems together. From there, it'll show you all of your quiz results, and you basically, you'll see something that says add action. You'll click that, and then it'll give you the options into how you can send people to ConvertKit. And it really depends. This is why we say it's easier if you have it already set up, because it depends on what your setup is. You don't have to do all of them, or you could just, I mean, you could do all of them, but you could just do one, right? So like Damaris said, like adding straight to a sequence. If you're like, okay, I have this sequence set up specifically for a quiz or my lead magnet already, I want it to work this way. All you have to do is say, okay, once somebody opts into my quiz, make sure that they get sent this sequence. And it's done. Once you save and continue that, Jesse, I know you had asked about this earlier. You can also connect your answer data to ConvertKit, which basically says like, okay, once somebody opts in, this is the quiz result that they got, and I want to know what they answered for question three. That also can get sent there, or you can leave it alone, totally optional. And then the last thing is just making sure that everything is connected properly and that you go all the way through the end. Once it is all implemented, you will see three check marks on the left-hand side menu indicating like everything's good to go. Hit that publish button, and then it should be connected.
That's just beautiful.
I was just going to say, it's funny because I used to do demos And I was trying to remember my spiel for what I used to say back in the day. And it was slowly coming back to me, but I also was losing all of it at the same time.
Yeah.
I said it so many times over and over again for like 3 years.
As you're going through this, I'm so curious. Like, in my mind, I'm like, if I had a quiz, I'd want to send every single question, like, data over. But I wonder how common that is, or if people have like two really important segmentation questions in their quiz that they're sending over. But then, you know, you also feel like the more data, the better. But I wonder, do you guys know, or how popular it is, how many questions people are sending over? No,
it's really not that popular. People don't really add the answer section as much as the result section. The only time I've really seen it is back to like Jasmine's point, if they're collecting, like, I'll give you an example, like they're a coach and they need to know like the budget of that specific customer, and they've added that as a question. They'll, you know, they'll segment out that specific question for their own purposes. So when they pull the lead data, I can't talk today, lead data, that also is part of, like, you know, the information that gets pulled. But it's not super common, because a lot of people's goal, which is I think what we do as well, is mainly connecting it to get leads, right? And then segmenting them by the results, so then they know how many people are all in this category versus this, you know. But it's been, what I have seen is when people do that, this is a caveat, but not everybody does that, is if they do connect both results and answers, they get way more data than what they wanted to get in the first place. And then they get really confused, and then they don't understand why, you know, they're getting double tagged or double sequenced or stuff like that. And so if you don't need it, just don't do it. That's my recommendation.
Or yeah, if you don't need it.
Just do it for one question, not all of them. Just very simple. Keep it as easy as possible for you, you know?
I think a good example of like when it's useful is if, you know, segmentation, like you were saying, Jesse, an example of that would be something like, you know, age range, maybe. Like maybe you do skincare products specifically for, you know, women in their 30 to like to 50, right? That age range. And you don't want to work with teenagers because they have totally different skincare concerns. You know, people in their 20s, they're living life, you know, things like that. And you want to say like, okay, I want to know which result people get, but I only want to send this first email to the people within my age range of 30 to 50. So if you have that as a question in your quiz, you can tag that, send it to ConvertKit, and set up that sequence in a way that's like, I only want these specific people, send them this email. Everyone else can go into a general newsletter, or they just get like a thank you email, you know, whatever that ends up being, or they just get their result and, you know, they go on to the rest of the flow from there. It really depends on how your email is set up, your newsletter, your, what am I trying to say? Like campaigns, like how all of that's set up. It depends.
Your target audience too, really.
Yeah. But
know who you're talking to. I mean, that's what all this boils down to, is that you want to send emails that are relevant to your audience. Mm-hmm. You don't want to get marked as spam. You want them to open. Mm-hmm. You want them to engage. Like, that's really what this is about.
Or if people are like, you want to know, are they buying a gift for someone, or is this for themselves? You know, like that could be another way that you tag them as well, which is like, okay, I don't want to send someone's husband, you know, the 5 tips on how to have the best skincare routine at night. You know, like maybe you want to send him more products for anniversaries, birthdays, you know, just a random Wednesday. Yeah, like stuff like that, you know?
Yeah. And ConvertKit has really good they have a really cool feature of being able to make certain rules for, like, whether it's a sequence or a form, and then being able to like pull certain audiences and then making a rule so then they can go to maybe this other floor or connected to some other campaign that you have going on. They have that feature is pretty cool. I've used it a couple times with clients. And that's also like, you know, depending on where you are in your business, right? Whether you have promotions or campaigns or stuff like that's going on. So it's a cool feature.
So I feel like this is a good segue into my third point for the day, which I feel like I actually ruined it as I was talking. But we do have a new product alert out for ConvertKit. We just launched it last week. Is that when it went live? And this has been something that's been asked since ConvertKit first implemented this as a tool, which I want to say 3 years, 4 years. But we have a new product alert where you can now tag people based off of quiz results and answer data. So we didn't have tags as an option before. If you have ConvertKit already connected to your quiz, you'll know that we used to have three options, which was add to sequence, add to form, and update a subscriber field. But now you can add a tag to a subscriber. So we do have all four options.
Love that.
Yeah, I realized that after I said tag, I was like, wait, shit. But essentially, that is how you would use it, right? It's like you can, as Demers was saying, like add people to a sequence and then add a tag that says, okay, they got this quiz result, or add them to a sequence and then tag them with, oh, they answered this question this way. So I want to make sure that they get put on this list versus that list and so on.
Yeah, it's a good feature. I think that a lot of people would be happy with that. It has been asked for quite some time.
Enjoy. Talk to me about, like, I know you said that you usually use forms. Is that, would you say, like, if you somebody had to choose, like, let's say they were like, okay, I'm pretty new to all of this. Like, what's the easiest that people can use in ConvertKit to connect it to their quiz?
I actually always say to add them to a sequence, not a form. I think it's easier because I could be wrong entirely on this, but I feel like sequences work very similar to like other, for people listening out there, different integrations use different words, but are essentially the same thing. I don't really know why that happens, but it's very confusing. But I look at sequences like list, essentially, that you're creating in your email marketing platform. And so if in ConvertKit, I'll give you an example. I worked with this customer that had developed four personas, four results, right? Four different results. And she was a coach, right? And so if she created four sequences and she named them the result title because it was easy to differentiate those people or personas. And so when we went to connect it, the quiz to ConvertKit, it was super easy. It was like the same name. The result had the same name as the sequence name. And then we were able to just go per result added, select them. And then in the ConvertKit side, once she selected that, she can then start her email nurture sequence and her delay as she want. And it flows seamlessly. And then in her case, then we made up some rules. So then she can then add into like some certain campaign that she had. So I think it just becomes a more seamless process because you are sort of already segmenting your people early on versus you having to worry that about that later, or you really don't know what you want to do with your list, but you just it's just an easier, more streamlined process.
I love that. I never knew that, to be honest.
I had to learn that the hard way. Don't worry, Jasmine.
I'm curious how people will start implementing tags because it is such like a it's a huge it's been a huge request specifically for ConvertKit users and Interact, like people use both. And so I'm curious like if it will make it any easier or any different, or if, having all the options isn't always like the easiest or the best way to do it, right? It's just like, okay, we want to make sure you have access to it. But in terms of best practices, yet to be seen.
Yet to
I
be
also,
seen.
I think it kind of boils down to like features. Like if you're paying for a product or a software, you want to use every feature, even if you might not need it, which people love to do that with branching logic with us. But, like they're like, well, I have ConvertKit and I have Interact, but can I also tag them? I can't? Okay, not happy about that. Like the more the merrier, essentially.
That's true. And I yeah, like that's why I'm curious like how it will play out. Like how people will use it pretty much, because I've seen people do the most creative things with what they have. So it's just interesting. And I do remember like a couple calls that I had a couple years ago and people started asking for tags, and they were able to figure out a way in which they would somehow add people to their ConvertKit lists and then implement a tag later down the line.
Yeah,
So,
we can
we'll
add
see.
it, and that's I think that's the beauty of this now. It's that you are before this was added as part of our integration process, you were able to add tags after the fact on your leads, right? Once they went to ConvertKit, but now it can be just part of your integration piece. So it's like one less thing that you have to do on that side
Eliminating
versus
a
this
step.
side. And so it honestly, it'll just make all the business owners listening, it'll just make your life easier, So more streamlined. And I've seen like people, like for example, like if you have a score quiz, and then you want to understand, like you want to have like the score value added as a tag or something like that, I don't know. I'm not a business owner, so I can't really like speak on like what's the purpose of that, but maybe just knowing that brings some sort of value of like understanding your people better, But it has been interesting seeing people add tags for certain things, and I wonder that too. So I wonder how are people going to use it. We shall see. It's very soon, in less than a month.
If you're listening and you're implementing it right now, hit us up. Let us know so we could start writing content on your quiz and how you're using it.
I'm very curious to know. The more the merrier.
All these questions that we have, and you guys are about to get them all answered in a few weeks. How
I
exciting!
know. Yeah. So I do kind of want to cover a little bit about the ConvertKit conference Damaris, because drum roll. We are sponsoring and hosting a live workshop hosted by Damaris.
Yay! Thank
So
you, guys.
exciting. Do you want to give people like a little bit of an insight on, what are we even talking about in this live workshop? Why should people come?
Yeah, it's exciting. We're gonna be there live. Our team's gonna join the ConvertKit conference, and so we're really tailoring the workshop. It's a live workshop, and we're trying to make it as interactive as possible for the people that will attend. So the big overall arching theme would be, of course, making a quiz for your business that fits your needs, how to make the quiz using our AI tool, talk a little bit about strategy, and then if you are a ConvertKit user, we will be connecting together. The email integration process will be showcased for you guys. I'll be presenting that live, and so, and then we'll sort of break apart a little bit and go in groups and talk more specifically for those that need like one-on-one help with like strategy and your business and stuff like that. So it'll be very, very interactive. It won't just be me talking the entire time because that's just boring. So if you are gonna be there, please come and see us. We'll be happy to work with you. We are The expectation is for you to go in without a quiz and then leave with one for your business. So we're excited.
I was gonna say, what's really cool about this live workshop is in the past, you had to have already had an idea of what you want your quiz to be. You had to come in with, let's say four results and seven questions for us to be able to run through the rest of the process with people. And that could take at the time like weeks or months even, right? Could require the help of, a coach or a consult. Whereas now with Interact AI, all we need is, a little bit about your business, what your services and products are, your website URL. You pop it into Interact AI, and then we'll pop out a quiz for you in 2 minutes.
Yeah. And that would be part of the workshop too, as we're presenting this, or as I'm presenting that, I should say, really asking specific questions to help you understand like your business, your strategies, what you're trying to do, what quiz will actually work for your business specifically. And then going through the process will make it easier versus before. Back to your point, Jasmine, we used to spend weeks on that, right? Just trying to like hammer down the idea and like how it's going to work. And now we can just do it one in one interactive session and connect it to your email marketing platform. It's like really exciting to just be
Huge,
able to do that
yeah.
with like all under an hour, you know? But so that's why I say come prepared. It will be interactive. We will be talking. You will use a little bit of brain power, but not too much. So, you know, it'll be fun.
Yeah. And we are hosting strategy sessions for about 10, 15 minutes each while we're there. So come see us at our table, say hello, and book a session with us. And, you know, we'll get it going.
Wonderful.
Ladies, any last minute tips or tricks on ConvertKit before we hop off?
Yeah. I mean, I would just say, and any of you that are even like confused or don't really understand either how to connect it or what it does or how to get started, you guys can reach out to us. We're here to help. You can chat us in. I'll be happy to help. Or if you're going to go to the ConvertKit conference, just come and see us, chat with us. We'll help you through anything that you need. And just ask. If you don't know, we're here. So ask away.
Wonderful. And if you haven't seen our AI yet, it is located at tryinteract.com/AI, always linked for you in the show notes. And I guess we'll see you next week.
See ya.
Bye.